It so happens that for that affair, the time being, things and places are usurped by other people. And also it so happens that comparatively, sometimes very little difference is left between the so-called righteous and the so-called unrighteous. If both begin to behave in the same manner, then no preference can be made. So, because Allah is all-knowing and is also just, He would not make undue preferences. Sometimes things are left open to a mutual fight. Whichever wins, it's okay, it's one and the same thing, doesn't make any difference. Only Allah takes sides with the weaker. When He finds the weaker to be of such high and exceptional quality, as that quality has to be guarded against all evil. Now, they are special occasions. So this is why Allah Ta'ala in Holy Quran has said, إِنَّ الْأَرْضَ يَرِسُهَا عِبَادِيَ الصَّالِحُونَ, that this piece of land, that is Baitul Maqaddas and the adjoining area, that would be inherited only by the righteous people. So if it is not in the hands of the Muslims, the only inference which could be drawn or should be drawn by the faithful is that they are not righteous. Had they been righteous, Allah could not have forgotten His own promise or eaten up His words. So either the Holy Quran is right or the present day Muslims are right. Now they stand in exactly diametrically opposed positions. So if this verse is to be believed, the only inference that can be drawn is that the Muslims are not righteous, or Allah would never have forgotten His promise and permitted people other than the Muslims to occupy the land.
Thank you, sir.